إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد وجدتم سؤال ميت الله سبحانه وتعالى May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions all together. Inshallah, we'll continue the discussion on swearing with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his position in Islam. Some weeks back, we talked about the danger and the evil of swearing by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man kana halifan falyahlif billahi aw liyasmut. Whoever wants to swear, should swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or should keep mut. He also said in another hadith, لا تحلفوا بآبائكم ولا بأجدادكم. Do not swear by your fathers nor your grandfathers ولا بالأجداد. Do not swear by the grandfathers. لا تحلفوا إلا بالله. You should not swear except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولا تحلفوا بالله إلا وأنتم صادقون. And you shouldn't swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except that you are truthful in your oath. So we established that it is shirk, an act of polytheism, to swear by other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, when you are swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should be truthful in your oath. You should not swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala why lying. Today, a lot of people do not mind swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala why they are lying. They do this in order to deprive other people of their property, to deprive them of their wealth, to deprive them of their belongings. They don't mind swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to achieve this, not knowing that this is a grave crime, it's a grave sin. It is called al-yaminu al-ghamus in the deen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said said, man halafa ala yamini sabran, whoever takes an oath, why he knows that he is lying, yaqtatu rubi'a malam rin muslim, wanting to deprive a Muslim or a non-Muslim of their property or their belongings with this oath. وَهُوَ فِي أَفَاجِ, and he knows that he is sinful in this. He is a criminal in what he is doing. لَكِيَ اللَّهِ وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِ غَضْبَانِ, he is going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah is angry with him? In another hadith, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man halafa ala yameenin masboorati kaziban, whoever takes an oath on something and he knows that this oath that he has taken, he is lying in it. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَلْيَتَبَوَّى مَقْعَدَهُ مِنَ النَّارِ, he should be looking for his place in hellfire. Yes, we take oath, we swear by Allah, in order to emphasize our statement. There is no harm if there is need for that. But it is evil for you to be emphasizing your claim and your statement by swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you know that you have only sworn and sworn on a false statement. So this is something that is terrible. If you look at what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that the one who does it should be preparing his place in hellfire. The one who does it is going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why Allah is angry with him? So it is wrong to do that. This is called al-yaminu al-ghamus, an oath that is based on false claim statements. For instance, if somebody says, wallahi, I'm the owner of that property, and he's not the owner, but he has sworn by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that the listener or the judge will believe his claim, and the judgment is passed in his favor. The judgment is given in his favor. So such a person is going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why Allah is angry with him. Such a person should be preparing for himself his place in hellfire. Making a claim that you are the owner of something and you are not the owner is a grave sin on its own. What does not belong to you, you claim it is yours. You have committed a big sin. Somebody not to mind to also take an oath in order to buttress and emphasize that, that is another sin. That is another sin. So this is called al-yaminul ghamus, the oath that somebody takes and makes that person an inmate of hellfire. The oath that somebody takes that causes the person to incur the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you have said, even if the person does not take an oath, he is sinful for claiming another person's property, for claiming another person's belonging. What about if he buttresses it with an oath by swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frowns at this seriously. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once again preached. Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَشْتَرُونَ بِأَهْدِ اللَّهِ وَأَيْمَانِهِمْ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا أُولَٰئِكَ لَا خَلَاقَ لَهُمْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا يُكَلِّمُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَلَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَيْهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَلَا يُزَكِّيهِمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah says concerning those who do not mind to take an oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who do not mind to keep a promise using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to take something that is flimsy, because it does not really matter whatever you get in this world. It does not matter whatever you acquire in this world in comparison to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the God-fearing people in the Akhirah. It's nothing. It's nothing in comparison to what Allah has prepared for those who fear Him. So those who do not mind to use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rob people, to deprive the people of their belongings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such people, Allah will not speak to them on the day of Qiyamah. For them, it's a painful chastisement. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn away from. So, and that is why, as Muslims, we should avoid cheating people. We should avoid depriving the people of their wealth and belongings. If a trust is kept with you, don't devour another person's wealth, another person's property that is kept with you. Don't feel you need money, for instance. Let me eat it up. Since the person is not aware, nobody knows this, nobody is aware of it. If nobody is aware of it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of it. Then the one who goes a step further by now using the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rob people, this is what is a very grave sin. And the one who does not mind to swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So look at what Allah has said concerning the one who does that. Look at what the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said concerning the one who does that. So this is what al-yaminu al-ghamus. Al-yaminu al-ghamus. That is the oath that lands the one who does it into hellfire. So don't swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to rob people of their property. Even when you do not swear by Allah, it's wrong for you to rob people of their property. Not to talk of what? Emphasizing that action of yours by swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one. At times, somebody may swear not that he's robbing people of their property, but he swears concerning something that has happened. Take for instance, somebody says, Wallahi, Zaid was here yesterday, Ibrahim was here yesterday. So, if he tells somebody that Ibrahim was here yesterday, the person is likely to watch, to accept it from him, because that is a piece of information. But when somebody tells you, Wallahi, Ibrahim was here yesterday, it's not that you are robbing somebody of their property, but you are given a piece of information and you want that person to believe what you are saying. Then you swear by Allah, Wallahi, Ibrahim was here yesterday. If you know that Ibrahim was not here yesterday, but you swear by Allah, so that your listener can believe you, you have committed a grave sin. You have committed a grave sin. Some scholars, they say this is also part of Al-Yaminul Ghamus, the oath that is going to launch the swearer in hellfire. You know what you have said, sworn by Allah with, is not true, but you want the person to believe you. You say, wallahi, so and so was here yesterday, and the person wasn't here. Oh, wallahi, so and so person has told you the truth. And you know he has not told him the truth, but you want him to believe what he has said. This, if you know you are lying, you have landed yourself in grave sin. You have landed yourself in grave sin. But if one does not know that one is lying, what is preponderant in your mind is that the person has come or was here yesterday, or what is preponderant in your mind is that he is the owner. Then you swear by Allah. Is this Al-Yaminul Ghamus? This is not Al-Yaminul Ghamus. Because this, you did not do it with the intention that you want to lie. You don't do it with the intention that you want to lie. What is preponderant in your mind is that you are truthful. But unfortunately, what you have said is not correct. What you have sworn on is not correct. Are you sinful? You are not sinful. Because this is not something that you do deliberately. That is, you never intended to lie. You never intended to lie. So this should be understood. When you are taking an oath, you are swearing by Allah concerning what has happened. So you know if you are truthful or not. Likewise, when you are invited by a judge or somebody that you should swear by Allah, and you know that the oath that you want to take is not correct, then you go ahead. So this is what is wrong. He says, swear by Allah that you are the owner of this. He says, Wallahi, I'm the owner. And you know you are not the owner. So this is what Al-Yaminu Al-Ghamus. But if you thought you are the owner, what is preponderant in your mind is that you are the owner. But the reality is that you are not the owner. You swear an oath. Are you sinful? You are not sinful in this situation. Because you never intended to lie. So we should separate between the two. So in a situation where you do not intend to lie, and you swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Allah says, لا يؤاخذكم الله باللغو في أيمانكم. Allah is not going to punish you, is not going to take it to task concerning your oath if it is a mistaken one. Not a deliberate oath, not that you intend to lie. ولكن يؤاخذكم بما عقدتم الأيمان. Allah is going to take it to task, is going to hold you responsible for the oath that you deliberately take, and you know that what? You are lying. You know that you are lying. You know you are not speaking the truth. But you intended to do that. Allah is going to take it to task on that. Allah is going to punish you for that. بِمَا أَقَدْتُمُ الْأَيْمَانِ. This is if it has to do with what? Something that has passed. Huh? And you decided to take an oath in order to mislead your listener, in order to mislead the judge, in order to mislead the people. Allah is going to hold you responsible for that. But what you do not intend to do, it was a mistake. Allah is not going to hold you responsible for that. Allah is not going to hold you responsible for that. A good example again is when you take the oath just unconsciously. It just comes out of your mouth. You did not intend it. So in a situation like that, you have to correct it. Allah is not going to punish you for that too, but you have to correct it so that it will not mislead your listener. So this has to do with taking an oath, swearing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to emphasize something that has happened. Now the other side of it is, when you swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to emphasize something that is yet to happen, you want your listener to believe that you are going to do that thing. When you say, for instance, Wallahi, I will come to your house tomorrow. Wallahi, I will come to your house tomorrow. When you tell somebody, I will come to your house tomorrow, you want the person to have hope and trust in you. What about when you tell the person, Wallahi, I will come to your house tomorrow? Or Wallahi, I won't go there tomorrow. You want the person to believe you by saying Wallahi. So if you do not fulfill what you have said, then in that case, you have to do what? Kafara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this. Allah says, فَكَفَّارَتُهُ. The kafar of such an oath is إِطْعَامُ عَشْرَةِ مَسَاكِينَ مِنْ أَوْسَطِ مَا تُطْعِمُونَ أَهْلِيكُمْ. To feed 10 poor people from the type of food that you and your family eat. That is, you say you will do something, and you say by Allah that you will do it, then you don't do it. You swear that you won't do something. You say by Allah that you will not do something, then you eventually do the thing. You won't go scot-free. You have to do kafara. And that kafara is for you, the expiation is for you to feed them poor people. أو كسوتهم أو to clothe them, أو تحرير رقبة أو to set free a slave. فمن لم يجد, whoever cannot find any of this, he does not have the food to feed them poor people, or to clothe them poor people, or to set free a slave. Allah says, فَصِيَامُ ثَلَاثَةِ أَيَّامٍ. He should fast 3 days. ذَلِكَ كَفَّارَةُ أَيْمَانِكُمْ إِذَا حَلَفْتُمْ وَاحْفَظُوا أَيْمَانَكُمْ كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah says this is the kafara of your oath. Now this one is different from the first one that we mentioned. Taking an oath on something that has passed is different from taking an oath on something that you are yet to do. But you swear by Allah that you are going to do it, or you swear by Allah that you are not going to do it, but the reverse eventually happens. So in this case, you won't just leave it like that. Since you have sworn by Allah, you have to expiate for that by feeding 10 poor people, or you give them clothes to put on, or you set free a slave. Today there are no slaves to set free. So you have 2 options left, either to feed them or to clothe them. But if you don't have the ability to feed them, poor people, or clothe them, Allah says what you should do is to fast 3 days. If you fast them consecutively, this is good. But if you break them, or you split them, there is no harm in that. So Allah says, mind your oath. This is telling us that we should not just take oath anyhow. Don't take oath anyhow. It is wrong to swear by other than Allah. It is shirk. And when you are swearing by Allah, make sure you are truthful. If it's something that has to do with the past, and if it's something that has to do with future, that you are going to do so and so, Wallahi, I will do this. make sure you fulfill it. If you don't fulfill it, know that something is what is waiting for you, and that is to feed them poor people or to clothe them. If you can't do that, you have to watch. You have to fast 3 days, either consecutively or you spread them. So this is something that is important. So just to summarize the issue of taking oath in the Sharia. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد أدعو فيكم الله سبحانه وتعالى أترى الصلاة فوق نبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إيتي أبرا وصو ني أفاكني خطبة وناني توبيك تي Ambara wa discuss nin kan bi osemelu kan sey before ki Ramadan to wole oni se pelu ibura gega bin ta bara wa so awin ya ma bura lati le finrin le intin wan so tin ba soro kan fun yin su ti mo fe ke gba nkan ti mo as ti mo so ma te fin kankan bura lati le fin kankan yen nipa adekoye wa pe eko esin islam o ni pe ma fin kankan kan to n so nipa tori po fe ki awon eyan gba ti wa so di nkan bura ti wa fin nkan yen bura ayati ko se pe kini Allah lati ma so pe wallahi abikani sallahi abikani billahi elomi o pa gbogbo e papo yo ni wallahi sallahi summa billah nitori po fe ka wo eyan ba nto so gbo gege bi muslimi ti muslimi e gba ba de pe wallahi fun wa okan wa gboro bale so ki e ma bura pẹ̀lú nǹkan mi yàtọ̀ sí Allah alele ìwà orogún pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ọba yẹn ó lè jẹ́ ìwà orogún kékeré ó dẹ̀ lè jẹ́ ìwà orogún tó tóbi ìgbà wo ni ó jẹ́ ìwà orogún tó tóbi òun ni téèyàn bá gbà pé ẹni téèyàn fi wà orogún téèyàn fi búra yẹn ẹni yẹn àbí nǹkan yẹn kàǹkà bí ọlọ́run ọba àbó tí ẹ kàǹkà bí ọlọ́run ọba lọ ẹlòmíràn máa rí níbi ìṣe rẹ̀ ni tó bá ní kó búra pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run yóò sáré búra pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ṣùgbọ́n tó bá ní kó búra pẹ̀lú ìṣàngó àbí kó búra pẹ̀lú ogun ẹ̀rí tí ó máa sá sẹ́yìn torí kó bìlí pé ṣàngó àbógun ó lè ṣe kínní ó lè ba tòun jẹ́ ṣùgbọ́n ọkàn rè ó sọ fún un pé ọlọ́run ọba ó lè ba tòun jẹ́ pátápátá ó lè ba ti àwọn tóun fi búra yẹn ó lè ba ti wọn jẹ́ pátápátá kò ní wá sí lọ́kàn yóò fọlọ́n búra nítorí wípé ó ṣàfẹ́mì sí ìdí ẹni tí ó ń bá sọ̀rọ̀ àbí kó ṣe pé ó ń sòótọ́ náà eléyìí wrong ẹni tó bá ṣe é ó ti kúrò ní islam kò bá kírun jù bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ irun yìí ò wúlò fún ẹni tó bá gbà wípé ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala òun ló tóbi gbogbo nǹkan lọ ṣùgbọ́n nǹkan búra pẹ̀lú okùn ẹbí àbó ń búra pẹ̀lú bàbá àwọn àbíyá wọn pẹ̀lú bàbá àwọn náà kàǹkà ju ọlọ́run ọba kàǹkà jùlọ alẹ́ nìyẹn ṣe ẹbọ kékeré pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ọba ìyẹn náà ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ńlá ńlá ni gẹ́gẹ́ bí nǹkan àti sọ sẹ́yìn èyí tá a bára wa sọ níbi khutbah yìí o ni wípé ẹlòmíì ò búra pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run gẹ́gẹ́ máa yẹ sọ pé ká búra pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ọba yóò búra lórí nǹkan kan tó ti ṣẹlẹ̀ ó wá pín sọ́nà méjì ó lè jẹ́ pé ó ń búra ní ìbúra tó ní í ṣe pẹ̀lú ìjọ ẹ̀tọ́ ẹlẹ́tọ̀ọ́ mọ́lẹ̀ ẹlòmíì nísìn ó lè ní wàláyì èmi mo ní aago yẹn wàláyì èmi mo ní báyìrò yẹn òun dẹ̀ kọ́ lónìí ṣùgbọ́n búra nítorí kán lè ba fún ní nǹkan yẹn àmọ́yẹ ni tó ti gbalẹ̀ onílẹ̀ àmọ́yẹ ni tó ti gba property on property kò máa ń láti búra ipò ń lò ní nǹkan yẹn sọ ẹni tó bá ṣerú eléyìí ìtọ́lẹ̀fín mórí bọ́ òun ni kò dẹ̀tọ̀ ẹlẹ́tọ̀ padà ṣùgbọ́n tó bá jẹ́ mọ́lẹ̀ ìwé yẹn bẹ́ẹ̀ ó dáràn wájú ọlọ́run ọba tí ò bá fi ìbúra kún téèyàn mú nǹkan ní nǹkan tó jẹ́ mọ́lẹ̀ ọlọ́run ọba ó bẹ ní ìyẹjà tó bá di john gbendel kíánú bó o wá ní ó tún wá ń fi ọlọ́run ọba búra ipò ń lò ní nǹkan yẹn so that àwọn èèyàn ó lè juwọ́lẹ̀ fún un lórí ẹ̀ bóyá òun fún ara ẹ̀ ló sáré búra ni àbí wọ́n ní kó búra nígbà tán níwájú adájọ́ ẹni tó ní nǹkan gangan bóyá ni ò rí dọ́kúmẹ́ǹtì kó kalẹ̀ ọwọ́ ti ẹ̀dẹ̀ nìkan yẹn ti wà látijọ́ yìí wọ́n wá ní kó búra ó dẹ̀ mọ̀ pé ẹni ni ò rí nǹkan kó kalẹ̀ ni ó dẹ̀ mọ̀ pé rọ́ọ̀nì òun kọ́ lòun nìkan yẹn bí ẹlòmíì tó ṣe pé yóò bọ́ ọmọ òru kan yóò bára lẹ̀ àbí bó ṣe pé bàbá ọmọ òru kan ó filẹ̀ kalẹ̀ ọwọ́ rẹ̀ náà ni dọ́kúmẹ́ǹtì wà lápèjúwe so gbogbo àwọn nǹkan yẹn ni yóò sáré yí padà láti sọ pé òun lòun ní àbí kó tiẹ̀ jẹ́ pé torí kó wà lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ wọ́n rí evidence ẹni tó ní mọ̀ torí kó wọ́n tiẹ̀ ló wà ó búra pé wà láì òun lòun ní anabuwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó ní gbogbo ẹni tó bá fi lè jẹ dúkìá òun dúkìá mọ́lẹ̀ tó wá búra lé e lórí tó dẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ó mọ̀ pé òun parọ́ nídìí ìbúra yẹn ẹni ó pàdé ọlọ́run ọba lẹ́ni tó bínú sí nínú hadith ní anabuwa muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam ó lẹ́ni tó bá ṣe rú eléyìí fálíyà tàbá wa makaada omina náà ibi tí ó dé sínú náà fúnra rẹ̀ ni kó máa wà ó ṣe òwe pé ìbúra láti lè fi jẹ nǹkan onínkànmọ́lẹ̀ èyí tó lágbára ni ìjẹ nǹkan onínkànmọ́lẹ̀ ó lágbára bí ò bá sí búra ń bẹ̀ ká máa tí ì sọ wípé èèyàn tún fi ìbúra kún so ká ṣọ́ ara wa ń bẹ̀ ń ká rí pé nta bá búra lé lórí ipa wà là ní àbí lágbájá lónìí ó lè mọ́ jẹ́ pé wàhálà kílẹ̀mì ẹ̀ fúnra wa ṣùgbọ́n ẹlòmíì wọn ò ní kó wá búra pé lágbájá lónìí nǹkan ó dẹ̀ mọ̀ pé nǹkan lónìí ṣùgbọ́n bí wọ́n ti jẹ́rìí èké ni òun náà ṣe kí ni yóò búra lórí rẹ̀ pé wà láì lágbájá lónìí nǹkan yẹn ó dẹ̀ mọ̀ pé nǹkan lónìí so ká ṣọ́ra fún yín ó lè má ní í ṣe pẹ̀lú property on property ṣùgbọ́n èèyàn búra lórí nǹkan tó ti ṣẹlẹ̀ lápèjúwe kéèyàn sọ pé wà láì ó wá lánàá bí ó ṣiṣẹ́ lápèjúwe ṣe tọ́ga ń béèrè pé ṣe lágbájá wá wá ní àwà láì ó wá ó dẹ̀ mọ̀ pé kò wá ó mọ̀ pé kò wá àbí wà láì mo lọ bẹ̀ lánàá ó dẹ̀ mọ̀ pé òun ò lọ ṣùgbọ́n fẹ́ kán gba nǹkan tóun sọ kán gbà á gbọ́ ni eléyìí náà ó léwu tá a bá búra kárí pé nta búra lé lórí yẹn nǹkan tó rí bẹ́ẹ̀ eléyìí wọn a máa pe èyí tá a sọ lákọ̀ọ́kọ́ yẹn wọn a máa pe ní aliyemínú ramus ìbúra tí máa tíyàn bọnú ná kódà kéèyàn máa jẹ pọ́pátì yẹn mọ́lẹ̀ náà kéèyàn búra lórí nǹkan téèyàn mọ̀ pé kò ṣẹlẹ̀ kéèyàn wá búra lórí ẹ̀ pé nǹkan yẹn ṣẹlẹ̀ eléyìí ewu ńláńlá ni níwájú ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala the only time téèyàn lè búra tó pé lórí irọ́ olùwé pé bóyá ẹni tó ní kéèyàn búra ó fẹ́ yànyàn jẹ ni ó túmọ̀ sí pé òun gangan fún rẹ̀ olùkọjá àlàlù òun gangan fún rẹ̀ tó ní kéèyàn búra nísìnyí kan ní búra wípé lágbájá yìí àbúrò rẹ ni kò rẹ̀ ń ṣàbúrò rẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n àtẹni bá wọn kábúrò ẹni ó lè filẹ̀ ó dẹ̀ fẹ́ yànyàn jẹ ni tí yẹn bá búra nu situation yẹn ẹ̀sìn fojú fo fún yẹn torí pé ni tí èèyàn ń búra fún àbí tó ní kéèyàn búra ó fẹ́ ṣe aburú ni so ìbúra téèyàn bá búra ń bẹ̀ láti lè fi rescue life yẹn kan tí wọ́n fẹ́ yàn jẹ àbí láti lè fi rescue nǹkan yẹn kan tó fẹ́ yàn jẹ ìbúra yẹn tí ò bá rí bẹ́ẹ̀ nìyẹn ṣe ní kéèyàn búra lé lórí ìyẹn lè lọ náà fi kéjì ní tó ní ṣe pẹ̀lú kéèyàn búra kéèyàn rò pé bí nǹkan ṣe rí nìyẹn kò mọ̀ọ́mọ̀ parọ́ ṣùgbọ́n wọn ò fi bí nǹkan tó ń bo ayé lórí ṣe rí nìyẹn ṣọlọ́wọ́ bó jẹ ń yá ọlọ́wọ́ bó ní jẹ ń yá torí pé kò mọ̀ọ́mọ̀ búra lórí nǹkan yẹn ìkẹta òun ni ìbúra lórí nǹkan tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ téèyàn sọ yìí pé wàláì nǹkan báyìí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ wàláì màá ṣe báyìí wàláì mi ì ní ṣe báyìí ẹnìyẹn padà wá lọ ṣe opposite tó ń wò ní ṣe àbí kò padà ṣe tó lóhùn àṣe mọ́ kó mọ́ rò kó nǹkan búra pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ọba lásán yóò san ta mọ̀ sí kàfárá ìyẹn la sọ wípé kàfárá wà fún alákọ̀ọ́kọ́ yẹn kò sí kàfárá ńbẹ tó bá ẹ̀tọ́ ẹlẹ́tọ́ léèyàn jẹ àfi kó dáa padà tí ó padà kì í ṣe ẹ̀tọ́ ẹlẹ́tọ́ tó búra lórí rọ́ ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ ni àfi kó lọ tú bá lọ́dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba ṣùgbọ́n eléyìí pé màá ṣe nǹkan báyìí wàláì wàláì mi ní ṣe nǹkan báyìí ó padà wá jẹ́ pé ìdàkejì ẹ̀ ló ṣẹlẹ̀ èèyàn máa ń tán rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú wípé kéèyàn bọ́ aláì ní mẹ́wàá tó jẹ́ mùsùlùmí téèyàn ò bá lágbára rẹ̀ pé ó láwọn aṣọ tó náà nílé tó yẹ ìṣe wọ̀ ó lè fún àwọn aláì ní mẹ́wàá yẹn àbí kó tu òkùn lọ́rùn ẹrú tó bá ní agbára àti tókùn lọ́rùn ẹ̀yìn tó bá wù kó ṣe inú mẹ́tẹ̀ẹ̀ta ṣùgbọ́n àsìkò tá a wá ń fi wọn ń tu òkùn lọ́rùn ẹrú torí kò sẹ́rú nìsín ọlọ́run bá wá ní ẹni tí ò bá wá rí eléyìí tá a sọ yìí kó gbàwé ọjọ́ mẹ́ta tẹ̀léra wọn àbí kó gbàwé ọjọ́ mẹ́ta bó bá ṣe wù ú torí náà ọlọ́run bá ní ẹ̀ṣọ́ ìmàbúra yín ìfọ́ àpọ́n ní ká fọ́ ọlọ́run ọba búra tá a bá fẹ́ búra kò túmọ̀ sí àkàlẹ́ mọ́ búra bó ṣe wù wá tá a bá búra tí mistéèkì bá wà ńbẹ́ èyí ń ná fojú fò fún wa ṣùgbọ́n ká búra ká máa mọ̀ búra lórí irọ́ tí ó lè fi ń ṣe wípé ẹni tá à ń búra fún ó fẹ́ yàn wá jẹ́ àwaláwa lórí òótọ́ àwaláwa lórí òdodo ṣùgbọ́n ó fẹ́ yàn wá jẹ́ ni tí ò bá fi wá àwọn nǹkan báyìí ìbúra wa into count púpọ̀ ni o ó lè ṣokùnfà iná ó lè ṣokùnfà ìyà fún ẹlòmíì níwájú ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala sọlọ́run ọba ń sọ fún wa àwọn tó ṣe wípé wọn máìdì láti búra láti lè fi jẹ nǹkan kékeré gbogbo tó bá wù ká kó jọ láyé bíbá nǹkan kékeré ni tá a bá kọ̀m̀pìẹ́ sí tó ń bẹ lálùkìyàmà ọlọ́ba láwọn tí wọn máìdì láti fọlọ́run búra láti lè fi jẹ nǹkan kékeré ní bíbá yìí sèyí tó wọn lè ń parọ́ ni ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala lòun ò ní bá wọn sọ̀rọ̀ tó bá rí jọ́ ngbé ní alùkìyàmà òun ò ní wò wọ́n ìyẹlẹ́tẹ̀ eléro yóò máa jẹ́ titi wọn bákan náà irú àwọn èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ àwọn tí wọ́n rí pé wọ́n nípìn nínú oore ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ni so káṣọ́ ara wa dáadáa níbi ìbúra wa ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala kì í ṣàánú wa subhanahu wa ta'ala wa bihamdihi أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك